KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
And you are listening to KHUM, and it is time for Coastal Currents. A little bit delayed because of traffic, but we'll get into that in a second. It is sponsored, as always, by our friends at Bayside Garden Supply, also Glasshouse Garden Supply and Solutions Eco Goods. And joining me in the studios, my friend Delia Benz-King and Matt Kurth, who is the aquatics coordinator at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. You guys made it.
We're here.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're everyone else in that room. Okay,
oh, it's pretty wait, bad. Let's do this. Let me actually turn you on. Let's
now
see.
Now we're here.
Oh, hi. Welcome.
Let's see. Do I have that? That is, I've got it on, and I have it thing, and I think we're good.
Can you hear us now?
I can. I think I'm hearing you through my microphone again.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. You are welcome. Let's see. That's on. Okay. 3, 4, 1, 2. That's why. Try it again.
Now we are here.
Yes.
Hi, this is Matt. Welcome.
Yay! Thank you, guys. So first, let's deal with the news. You guys went past the site of the accident.
Yes.
What did you see? Because I know things are moving now because you are here. Yay.
Yeah, it must have happened like right before we got there.
Yeah.
Solid stop and go, stop traffic.
Yeah, no, I got a call from someone who was like parked on the freeway.
Yeah, it was really scary. There's like a car and a truck and a tractor.
Yeah. There was two tractor trailers, one logging truck and one like transport truck, and a farming tractor with a trailer, some implements, and yeah, then a Jeep, yeah.
And did it look like anybody was hurt, or is everybody seemed to be okay and just crunched?
I didn't see any people, but
no ambulance. That's a good sign, I guess.
No ambulance.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear the big siren go off, so yeah. I think that's good. All right, so we're going to shift gears and talk about National Safe Boating Day, which is important, and it's Saturday, and we all play in the water a lot around here, so this is real important.
Yeah,
so this Saturday is National Safe Boating Day, and how we're playing our part at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center is we're doing, we have a couple of things going on. One thing is we're giving away free life jackets to the first come, first serve. We have about...
Yeah. Free life jackets!
Free! And I brought one with me.
Beautiful.
And they're really awesome.
It's pretty blue.
Yeah, it's blue, and it's got three buckles on it. And on the back, it says, I love CA.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a Type 3 life jacket. You can wear it for any kind of boating. You can keep it in your motorboat. You can use it for stand-up paddling or kayaking. Or you can just use it for swimming, too. And
right.
We're going to have adult sizes and kid sizes as well.
That is fantastic.
We have about 80 of them.
Wow.
We get a grant from the California Department of Boating and Waterways, and they send us the life jackets to give away for free, so it comes from the state.
That is awesome, because, I mean, we play in the water a lot around here, and tragically, every year we lose people.
Mm-hmm.
And most often, they're not wearing a personal flotation device.
Yeah, it really makes a huge difference. Well, and a lot of times, people think they need it. Well, they don't know why they need it. But one of the main reasons people need it is because you get cold really fast in the water around here. And then once you get cold, it's hard to swim. So you don't even have to bump your head or anything. It can really just help if you get cold, because we all know how cold the water is up here.
Or even if you already know how to swim.
I will say that we have from time to time done the rafting thing, you know, both the cold, hot, fast, like slam and salmon stuff, which is really fun. Definitely wearing PFD and a helmet on that.
Oh, yeah.
But also like the late summer, super warm float, lazy float trip, water fight kind of thing. And we wear them on those too, even though it's really warm and we're spending a lot of time in the river, because you just never know.
And that water's cold. Even the summer, the water, people don't think about it, but it's really hot outside. People still get hypothermic in the water, even in the summertime, because the water is really cold.
And we have currents that happen every year. The rivers change. Not to mention our friend the ocean out there, which is really cold and wild.
Yeah,
and the bay, which is where people can go this Saturday to get the free life jacket and get a chance to paddle around on some kayaks as well.
And not just kayaks, right?
Yeah, so in addition to the free life jackets, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we're doing free boat demos. So people can come out and try almost any boat we have. So we have canoes, we're going to have stand-up paddle boards, we're going to have sea kayaks that your legs go inside, and then also sit on top kayaks. We have special boats that are for smaller sized people or kids. We have double boats for two people to go on. There's really no age limit, upper or lower, so pretty much anybody can come. We have a life jacket that'll fit everyone. And kind of how it works is you will show up, and we have you do a little bit of paperwork, and then you'll give you a life jacket if you want one, and then you'll walk down to the dock, and we'll have a bunch of expert paddlers down there. We're gonna give you a little lesson and then let you paddle around in the bay for free.
That is perfect. So cool. Well, let's just say that, you know, it's a beautiful summer day and my husband and I decide that we would love to come and kayak. How does that work? Can we just come down and say we would like to take a kayak?
Sure. So you can. We also do rentals every day, well, conditions dependent. So the first thing I like to tell people is call first, especially if you're going to come from Ferndale or Southern Humboldt or Willow Creek or something like that, because sometimes it gets a little windy. We cut off rentals at about 10 miles an hour with the wind.
And our winds will hit 10 miles an hour pretty frequently, mm-hmm. especially in the afternoons.
Yeah, and this spring's been rough. We've been really rough with the rentals. So it's a good idea to call first just to make sure the weather's good. And then you come down to the Aquatic Center. You don't have to make an appointment or a reservation. We actually don't take reservations, so it's first come, first serve. But we have a ton of boats. We really almost never turn anyone down. So then you show up. We just actually lowered our rental prices, which how often do you hear that? Yeah.
More bell. You guys are getting lots of bell today.
Yeah, so yeah, our rental prices used to be more expensive, and we actually lowered them a little bit. So that's great. And
so off the top of your head.
I think well, we just changed them. So
okay.
I think it's $20 per person. And that includes your boat. We give you a lesson. And we also give you a life jacket and a wetsuit if you want it. We have a nice, really nice locker room that you can change in with showers. And then also we have a
You're
safety
making belt. This yeah. sound so good.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And it's super convenient because it's like next door to the Adorney Center. So there's lots of parking. Mm-hmm. Super easy to get to.
And this event on Saturday is a perfect way to go and try out. Can you try out multiple different types of boats this day if you want to sample different things?
Yeah,
you can. Like?
Yeah, you can definitely try out different boats. If it gets really busy, which it may, because the weather's supposed to be awesome. It's
yeah.
The weather's supposed to be prime. And there's supposed to be very light wind and sunny, and it's going to be beautiful weather. So if it is busy, then we ask that you paddle for 20 minutes and then get back in line so mm-hmm. everyone can get a chance.
20 minutes is a nice time on the water,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, and if it's not busy, you can stay on a while. Like, if it's not busy.
So what are you going to do, like run up a flag or wave at people or something?
We just ask people to stay out about 20 minutes. And
okay. I think most people are pretty nice.
I mean, if you're standing there looking at a crowd of people.
Yeah.
Like with their arms crossed, frowning at you.
And if folks want to go longer than 20 minutes, we also just do regular rentals that day too.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to stay out, then you can also skip the line that way too.
So you have kids size stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How young a child are you comfortable renting with?
So we don't have a bottom age limit. We don't have any age limits. But we ask that anybody, the person, can swim 10 feet on their own with a life jacket on, with direction.
Which is almost everybody.
Yeah, so if your kid, basically, we're thinking if your kid falls out of the boat, which happens occasionally, but not that often. So if your kid falls out of the boat, if you can yell at them and say, hey, swim to me.
And then pull them back on.
And they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can go kayaking. Yeah. So
yeah.
Pretty young.
Yeah, and I think I speak for a lot of parents when I say that many of us have made sure that our kids can swim at a very young age around here because
sure.
we have a lot of water,
yeah.
and kids are always attracted to water, much like Labrador Retrievers. I had a lab puppy who tried to dive into puddles many years ago. It was hilarious. And they also, I noticed, and it makes me very happy, that they make life jackets, PFDs for dogs, too.
They
I know
are,
you
I
don't
my
need...
dog. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the main advantage of that is the same thing. Dogs can also get hypothermia, mm-hmm. and they have these nice little grabby handles
the
on
handle.
Top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yeah.
like, if you can grab the handle and hoist away. Now, my big dog he's 93 pounds, and he's part Great Dane. And so I don't take him on the water because I could not get him back out.
Yeah.
And I don't think he would be very happy about it.
So,
but,
since you're the aquatics coordinator, there's some other things that the Aquatic Center does too. Do you want to talk about some of those different programs and other opportunities for people?
Sure, absolutely. So in addition to the rentals that we do every day, we also do classes and programs. Like if you, and I kind of put, I think of them differently. So we do classes and programs. So program is like we do this awesome twilight paddle where you come in at like 6 o'clock and it's a guided tour. So it's usually about 12 people and you get two guides and then we paddle usually around Woodley Island.
Wow.
So that'd be like a program. So you're just kind of paddling, seeing, just kind of having fun paddling around. And we also
I just have to ask, like, do you take reservations for that?
It's... You do. So those you can sign up for. We have the catalog that a lot of people are familiar with, our center activities catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look in the catalog. It's also all on our website.
And give us the website, please.
Ooh.
I have to look it up, right?
Well, if you just Google,
Google Center Humble Activities.
Bay Aquatic Center Activities, it comes right up.
Yeah.
I was looking at it earlier. There's so many things.
Yes, so we have all of our classes and programs on there, and then basically there's a phone number, and you can call and pay over the phone, Or you can come into the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center or into Center Activities on the HSU campus, and you can sign up in person on there.
Right. And your phone number is 443-4222.
That's correct. Yeah.
So that's easy to remember. 4434 and then 222.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's cool. So you've got programs like the Sunset Kayak.
Mm-hmm. And we also do classes. Paddle. Like if you want to beef up like your safety skills, we have a safety rescue class, or we have a class that focuses just on paddle strokes. We just stay right in front of the aquatic center and just paddle back and forth and get the perfect paddle stroke. And we have really, really awesome guides. A lot of our more experienced guides come from Explore North Coast, which is our local sea kayaking club.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so awesome. Yeah, they're great. And a lot of them have like these really awesome certifications from the American Canoe Association. So they're totally trained up and certified by a national organization to train safety and paddling and all that.
So let's just say, I mean, this is something my husband and I have been like daydreaming about for like a million years. Mm-hmm. It's like one of these days we want to get a 2-person kayak and be able to go out and do stuff. So let's just say that somebody hears this and gives us one, and like we're not very experienced boaters. Could we come to you for lessons on how to use it?
Yeah, that's a great idea. So yeah, you can bring your own boat and we can show you
how to
use your own boat. Yeah, or you can use our boat too. And that's another great thing that a lot of people do is they're curious about buying a boat, but boats are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and you don't just want to go willy-nilly and buy a boat. So it's a great opportunity, especially tomorrow. You can come down and try a bunch of different boats before
Saturday.
You buy one.
Saturday,
correct. Just Saturday, you can come down and try a bunch of different ones to see if you like.
So whether you like a sea kayak or a sit on top or a sit in or one person or a two person, yeah.
You can try them all out before you buy one.
And the stand-up paddle boards, I see them more and more and more all the time.
They're getting much more popular.
They're super popular. I saw them a ton in Southern California. I've seen them a lot in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's catching on up here despite our cold water? People
For
put
sure.
on the 7-mil wetsuit and go stand on board?
Yeah. Well, sometimes if you're confident, you can even get away without a wetsuit. But life jacket still.
Yeah.
But I think those are great for people who don't want to maybe lie down or sit, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I've heard a lot of people say it's less hard on their back.
And
you get to work different muscles a little bit. And you get a higher perspective.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like, I like it for seeing wildlife, because you can see a lot more from standing up. You're totally right about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a chance to try out all kinds of watercraft, get a little safety, maybe pick up a free life jacket, which is just too awesome because, you know, that's just adds to the cost of playing on the water. And that's one thing you don't want to skimp on. You know, we wouldn't say like, oh, I will save $30 on my car and get no seatbelts, which believe me, when I was a kid, they did that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, PFD is like, it's like washing your hands after the restroom. It's like putting on your seatbelt when you're in the car. It's a must have.
Definitely a must. And so the big, the state wants to say, just wear it. Like, it's just click it with your seatbelt, but it's just
click
wear
it or ticket, just wear it.
Just wear it. Yeah, just wear it.
That is so cool. I'm really excited that
it's
you guys
awesome.
Are doing this. And what a beautiful day to be out on the bay. And
yeah,
you do this.
Lucky.
Do you do this just once a year?
We do a couple events like this. We do National Safe Boating Day every year. And then also in the fall, we also do some sort of free demo day. In the past, it's been Paddle Fest,
which has been
super awesome.
We've been part of.
Yeah, Paddle Fest is great. And then last year we did Outdoor Nation, which is a similar event, but we were competing to become the most outdoorsy college, and we won.
Yay!
I remember we talked about that
yes.
a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so
awesome.
We won that.
I will take a tiny piece of that pride since I'm a lecturer.
Yeah. So we did really good. So we're the most outdoorsy college in the nation right now.
Very cool.
Last year we skipped Paddle Fest and did Outdoor Nation instead. But from my perspective, and like I think from the public's perspective, it looks really similar. You come down, you do free boating.
They still do the cardboard regatta.
We didn't do that last year, but that's one of the cardboard kayak race.
I
love that one. Yeah, that one's super fun.
It's almost like what we're going into in a couple weekends, which is the Kinetic Sculpture Race, which does have a water element. And having a personal flotation device is in the rules.
Absolutely.
And you must wear it. Mm-hmm. And people who are scrupulous about their teddy bears also make sure that the bears have an appropriately sized PFD. For the water,
Beer
you know,
koozie.
They're supposed to be outfitted just like the pilots. So they need
really?
Toothbrush. They need a letter from their mother if they're under 18. They need, you know, all of that. So, but they do the PFD thing, and they have to be on board the craft at all times. And when they go into the water, they check. They don't just check that they're wearing them. They check that they're actually fitted properly.
Yeah,
so can you talk a little bit about the proper fit of a PFD?
Absolutely. So just wearing a life jacket isn't all you need to do. A PFD also needs, or a life jacket. A lot of people call them PFDs, and it stands for personal flotation device. And that was the nomenclature for a long time, is what they wanted you to say is PFD. because they wanted to move away from a life jacket, because a PFD, in theory, doesn't save your life. It just floats you, right? But now they're moving back towards a life jacket because it's more simple.
Okay.
So it's a weird thing. But a PFD is a life jacket. They're the same thing. It's what you put on to make you
float. It's a buoyancy control device that you wear on top of the water, as far as I'm concerned.
So you want to make sure they're tight, because if they are loose, they ride, and if they're loose and you go in the water, they ride up, like, over your face. And that's really uncomfortable. It's hard to swim, and then it's not really keeping your head out of the water, which
and
is the whole point.
The whole point is to keep your head above water so that you can do that little thing we call breathing.
Exactly, which is the most important thing, yeah.
It's one of my favorite things, breathing.
And so the way how you check to see if a life jacket is properly fitted is you tighten the straps on the side, and then the straps that go over your shoulder, the technical word for them are called lapels, right? So when you pull up on the lapels, they shouldn't go above your ears.
Okay.
So that's how you tell, yeah.
And that's really a good tip for parents because, you know, kids grow like weeds. And when you're putting on a PFD maybe this time of year and then you put on the life jacket in August, you know, you may have to adjust it because kids are going to grow a lot in the summer. And so that lapel test of picking them up by the shoulder straps and seeing if they go up above the ears is really smart.
And it should feel tight. That's the thing.
Think of it like a hug.
Yeah, it's like a hug. Yeah, it's a safety hug. And then... But usually they loosen up once you're on the water and once you get moving in them. So I start off tight.
Yeah.
I tell people if you can't breathe, you can't drown.
True.
Words to live by. Yeah. That's the only thing
you
get from this. Cool. Well, thanks so much again.
Yeah. And so again, Saturday,
10 to 2 at the Humboldt Bay Aquatic Center. And our address is 921 Waterfront Drive in Eureka.
Or next door to the Adorney is the easy way to find it. And there's parking, and there's a dock, and it's going to be real obvious.
And my name's Matt, and I'd love it if you came down and said hi to me.
That would be cool. Yeah, KHOM listeners, go find Matt and say, I heard it on Coastal Currents. That would be terrific.
Yeah.
And it's all free on Saturday. And I would get there early, like at 10, and be one of the 80 people to get a life jacket.
And here's your life jacket.
Yay! Thank you. Oh, it's so pretty. It's bright blue. I love it. Thank you so much.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.